Michael, it's Ja.
Hey Ja, how's it going?
Good, how are you? I was actually just at Nicole's desk looking at your file with her. Okay, so yeah, we did receive your bank statement. We're just reviewing it right now. So we did get an answer for the first program I wanted to approve you for, which was the best one of the best program we have. But for what they said was basically they weren't able to approve you at this time for that program only, because you have a judgment against you that was filed back in May with another business loan partner. Do you know anything about that?
With who?
Can I see that? Give me 1 second. Let me just pull up your file one more time here. Let's see.
That should be in my
this one?
Oh, yeah.
Right this one? Okay.
And they have it in my notes.
Mm-hmm. Where is it? Okay, so yeah, so it looks like there was a judgment of about $200,000 that was filed against the company back in May by an existing business loan company.
Hmm.
Yeah. Did you have a previous loan that you didn't pay in full?
No, I'm still making payments on it.
Oh, you are? Okay. Was there like a stop in between?
I think I was late a couple times.
Okay.
That had been like rectified.
Okay, like it hasn't been sent to collection or a lien was filed against you. Okay, so maybe what they did was when they ran the system, they showed that you had a lot of late payments, and maybe I would say so. What's the increments when you pay them? Do you pay them daily or weekly, monthly?
Who are you referring to? Monthly? Who are you referring to? What's the name of the company?
There's no name on the company. It's the one that you said that you were late a couple times just now?
Yeah, it's a monthly payment.
It's a monthly payment. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when was the last time you paid them?
I pay them every month. I paid them last month.
Okay. So in May was the only month that you were late?
Okay. No, it was, I think May, April was late. Then I caught it back up.
Okay. Okay, so May and a few other months were a little late. Okay. Okay. Okay, I'll send the explanation over to the underwriters so let them know that that's what happened there. But as long as you know that you're still, now that you're current with them now, I'll let them know that. Okay. Okay. So that delayed it a little bit, because they ran the DMB and that showed up. So what I'll do is I'll also submit over the bank statement that you just sent over. Once we get an update from them, we'll give you a call.
Okay. So you're saying it was not approved
for this program right now, but with your explanation, it might help them rectify the decline.
So it was declined for both loans?
No, just for this first one right now. This one program.
Which program are we talking about? Because we're talking about two separate loans.
Oh no, this is just for the working capital.
Okay, so.
So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna tell them what happened.
Yeah.
With the business loan company that. That showed that, or when we ran your business credit, when we showed that you had late payments, I'll tell them what happened there, that you're current now, so maybe that will help your file again. And also at the same time, I'll send over the updated bank statement that you sent over for your second store. And we should be able to get you an answer. Unfortunately, it won't be today since we had this issue with the lien that the business loan company put on you, but we'll have an answer for you tomorrow.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, sorry about the delay, but I'm trying to work as fast as possible to get your file, you know, approved and get you the funds that you need.
Yeah, this is just taking way too long.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll touch base with
a whole lot of work.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, now that we got the last piece of info from you, the bank statement, it's going to help us a lot more because it's going to show more cash flow. And so it's going to help your file to be more strong.
All right.
Okay. All right. We'll touch base tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, bye.
Okay.